And the phrase, the great love, is taken from a translation of a very wonderful Mahayana sutra called the Vimalakirti Nidesha, in the translation of Robert Thurman. This is a really wonderful sutra. Sangharakshita has been given a very fine lecture series on it, called The Inconceivable Emancipation. And Vimalakirti was this, who out of skillful means was a kind of householder living in the great city of Lichavi, great teacher who manifests sickness out of compassion for all beings. And the Buddha sends along various disciples to go and talk to Vimalakirti about the Dharma, who are all incredibly reluctant to go because he's such a difficult customer. Whenever they've talked to him in the past, he's always done something that they've found completely humiliating, even though they're great beings in their own right. Vimalakirti is one of the original, if you like, Zen masters, a kind of model Zen master. Eventually, Manjushri, the Bodhisattva of wisdom, says, okay, I'll go. With the blessing of the Buddha, I'll go and see how he is. I'll go and talk to him. And of course, everybody goes along because they think this is going to be a humdinger of a Dharma conversation. Manjushri, the Bodhisattva of wisdom, and Vimalakirti. This is a real head-to-head. And at one point in a section called The Goddess, and I hope I'll draw on more from this section, Manjushri asks Vimalakirti, good sir, very respectful, good sir, how should a bodhisattva, that's a being dedicated to enlightenment for all beings, how should a bodhisattva regard all living beings? And Vimalakirti replied, Manjushri, a bodhisattva should regard all living beings as a wise man regards the reflection of the moon in water, or as magicians regard men created by magic. He should regard them as being like a face in a mirror, like the water of a mirage, like the sound of an echo, like a mass of clouds in the sky, like the previous moment of a ball of foam, like the appearance and disappearance of a bubble of water, like the core of a plantain tree, like a flash of lightning. That's how a bodhisattva should regard all living beings. He goes on with lots of metaphors, a whole list of metaphors and similes, which are really evoking the insubstantial, empty nature of all things. So he's evoking, talked a bit about this at the weekend, the Maya-like nature of all experience, the illusory nature of all experience, the momentary nature of all experience. This could sound, I know, nihilistic, but it's not. Vimalakirti doesn't deny the vivid appearance of us all to one another. We are all apparent to one another. We're all vividly here with one another. There's no denying that. But if we were to look and search, we wouldn't find some fixed, solid and substantial thing. We wouldn't find, actually, in the end, any kind of difference between ourselves. We couldn't find a you or a me. So there's a vivid appearance, but it's actually something transparent. It's actually like quicksilver. It's like lightning. You can't get hold of it. You can't define it. This means, of course, that we're highly malleable beings. We're profoundly impermanent, profoundly changeable. And because we don't see this, we fix ourselves and we fix other people. And this is where suffering comes from.